Bank of Cardiff is Julian.
Hey, it's Ja.
Hey, Ja.
Hey, just looking through your equipment deal.
Yeah.
So I see here that in your company info, you put that Pablo is 99% owner.
Yeah.
And then in your notes, lower, it says that he's 100% owner. So which one is he really?
So he had told me that he's 100%, but then in the application, he wrote 99. So I'm pretty
Who's the
sure
other
he's
one?
so I'm pretty sure he's 99. I'm assuming it's his wife. But I didn't ask him. Do we need like 1% like signature or anything like that?
No, but it's good to just know what the heck that 1% is, even if we don't get anything from it.
Yeah.
'Cause 99 is, I'm sure it's fine, but we
Yeah.
want to just know who the other one is.
Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah, I don't know. I can definitely find out if you want, or you can cover it in the QC call.
We're actually not doing QC calls for equipment anymore, but we're just QCing it by looking at it.
Oh, gotcha.
Because for equipment, it doesn't really make sense right now to do QC calls.
Right.
Only working capital does because it gets convoluted really easily.
Yeah.
For equipment, we're not doing it, but I'm just basically QCing by looking at it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'll call him, so I'll find out about that 1%. Anything else?
Sure. And then also on your principals tab, you forgot to fill in cell phone number, his date of birth.
I don't is there a section on the equipment application form that has date of birth? Because I didn't see it on there.
It should be on your credit report too.
Oh, on the credit report, okay.
Yeah, so just fill that out.
Okay,
And
cool.
also, I think it should be on the application too. Should be next to like the social.
Next to social,
And
okay.
then if you don't have a cell phone number, just copy and paste like the work number or the home number or something in there. Just can't be empty.
Okay, cool. I'll do that right now.
Okay, and then another question about the use of funds. It says right here he's acquiring a repair shop full of repair equipment. So
Yeah.
he's not acquiring the shop itself, right? He's just getting the equipment.
No, he actually is acquiring the shop as well.
Okay.
So he
So
had like
the shop itself is not equipment.
Yeah, no, I know. So he's buying the shop and all the equipment. I don't know if he's taking just taking I believe he's just taking over the lease for the shop, and then he's actually purchasing all the equipment in the shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Does that make
okay. So
sense?
he's not actually like buying like the store or something like that.
Correct. Yeah, he that's yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay,
That
okay.
business is just liquidating, and they're like just going out of business completely, and they're just liquidating all the equipment. So he used to contract them to do some of his repair stuff, but now he's gonna do it all in home now, and he said he can double his revenues if he does it. So
I see. Okay. And then there's no quotes or invoices or anything like that, right?
not yet.
Okay. Because the only thing is, since this, so 250K is really high, and anything
Yeah.
above 150, you need full fins for equipment, right? Remember that? So let me see. Let me talk to Dennis about this deal real quick, and then I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, cool. He's gonna be paying 100K cash, so he's only gonna be financing 150 according to him. But I figure we probably want to get him an approval for 250 just in case, or I don't know. I guess it's up to credit or whatever they think.
Yeah. Well, obviously, for him, do you know what type of term length he wants? Does he want the 5 year for equipment,
He
or
threw
is
out
he
four.
cool with like cash, like working capital?
He threw out 4 years. So he yeah. But he said if we get him a good rate, he might pay it off sooner. So.
Okay. Just try to decide, because if a time is of essence here, and we might want to do working capital straight up. It might be easier, since there's no like quotes or invoices. Did you ask him when he can get that?
He said he's gonna try to get it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
So I
cool.
haven't heard back yet though.
Okay, cool. Let me just talk to Dennis real quick about this deal, and then I will get back to you on what we want to go with.
Okay, and then let me know. I mean, is it worth calling him to get the 1%? Are they gonna ask about it, the lenders or
Yeah,
like?
you should probably just call and ask, even if it's his wife, just say it's his wife.
Okay,
Or his
cool.
son is his son, or like if it's like a trust fund or whatever.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Bye.
Bye bye.